Good afternoon, good evening, or whatever day time of day it is for you, but I am hitting the record button and this is my first episode on this platform. I'm super excited to be here, and let me introduce myself. My name is Jamie and I am a podcaster, and I would like to share with you my journey. And I am here to not only do podcasting, but I am here to network and connect and to find people that resonate with my messaging or messages so that we can connect and you can come on my podcast and I can come on your podcast, that kind of thing. And we can help each other share our messages out there. So my name is Jamie, and I have been, can I admit something off the bat? I have been trying to do this for over 10 years, 20 years, trying to coordinate a platform, coordinate a way of podcasting, you know. And when I decided to do it, it seems like a lot of things sort of jumped out and has been trying to get in my way. But since hitting the record button today, I'm not going to let this, I'm going to continue on, and I hope you can continue on coming and listening to my program and supporting the work that we do. So, like I said, I wanted this to be a introductory to who I am and what I'm about. I have a nonprofit and it's called Pineapple Journey Community Network. And we're all about bringing people together to learning about creatively serving in our communities while bringing awareness to what kids are doing on social media. Do you have a child at the age of social media age? I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of kids out there that are on social media and they might be orphaned. I don't know. But it's been quite an ordeal to see kids on social media the last few years. And, well, I just wanted to start a discussion about it from time to time. And we're going to be talking about a whole lot of different topics all in relation to creatively serving in community. And before I start say anything more, let me just stop for a minute and to say that with everything going on right now in the world, my heart is going out to each and every one of you and families out there that have been dealing with this virus. I know it's a scary time right now, but, we got to keep our heads upright and keep safe, keep ourselves at home, out of harm's way. And, that's what it's going to take to, combat this horrible thing. Then we've got to do that right. And so, we got to continue on and living our lives and believing that better days are coming. And I know that this kind of came out of left park for most of us, you know, and we have to just pick up from where we are now and just be there for our communities and be there for our neighbors. Even though we may not be able to visit people, visit our loved ones at the moment, there are so many ways that we can still check in on our family through using apps like Zoom and picking up the phone and calling and doing FaceTime and those kind of things. And so I hope that you guys do Don't give up too early. Don't give up too soon. And keep believing that this is all going to pass. Better days are coming. I know it seems scary at the moment. A lot of people may have lost their jobs. But sometimes we have to reinvent ourselves or get ourselves in a better place of going out and trying something new. So this quarantine time, that has been what a lot of people are doing. And so I hope that you're able to take this time to be in your home and to be safe. And I send my prayers also out to all the ones that are the essential workers, the people that are working in the grocery stores, the people that are working in the hospitals, the police officers out there, any kind of essential worker that you're out there serving your community. I say God bless you and thank you for your service. It's just amazing to see how people have really stepped up in our country and to serve their neighborhoods, to serve their communities. And I just wanted to say thank you. So we're going to continue on. I just want to introduce myself and say a few words about that and to let you know that we're going to continue on doing some shows maybe I'll do it every day, come back and my goal is to have some people to talk to, have people to interview, and I'm going to be bringing people on to my show to have online discussions. I would love to have online discussions, yes, but in the long run, I have my actual platform that I've been working on, and eventually I would like to have people there. And the kind of people I'm looking for, you may be one of these people or you may know someone like this, but I've built a website so that people can come, and I want to know about nonprofits. I want to meet other nonprofits out there, and I want to hear about what you're doing in your communities. I want to know, if you want to come and share your events on my platform, feel free. But the one thing I don't want on my platform is where you just come and post something and run away. No, I want people to come there and to be able to communicate with one another in a nice, friendly way, build community within the members of our community. Those are the kind of people I'm looking for. So nonprofits, churches, Christian artists, do you have music to share with the world? Do you have music to share with our community? If you have, if you're a beginning Christian artist or if you've been doing music for a long time, I would love to share your music with the people that come to my platform. I have a way of playing music for them, and I would love to be able to share your music. So I'm going to give you an opportunity, a way of doing that at the end of this. So please hang in there with me. Churches. I know churches are closed at the moment, and some churches have been trying to reopen, and I really don't think that's a good idea at the moment, but churches, I'd love to have you come and be a part of this too. That includes pastors, leaders in the church, if you're in the women's ministry or if you're in the men's ministry or if you're a youth pastor. I love youth pastors, and I would love to have a conversation with youth pastors. I invite you to come be a part of my platform, Christian counselors. I am really also looking to reach out to Christian counselors. If you're a Christian counselor and would like to network or to partner with my nonprofit and to work with me to get my message out to more people, I would love for you to network, connect with me also. So, yeah, we're going to have some shows coming up. I'm going to be getting some guests together to do some interviews. If that doesn't work, I'll end up just coming here and talking myself. Talking to myself, I guess. But that's okay. I've been doing this for many years now. I started podcasting over 10 years ago on another network, and it was great. I never thought that I would be on a radio, never really thought that, I never thought I would be on the radio, never thought of having a career in radio or whatever. But I ended up in a chat room a couple years ago, and this guy was playing music in a chat room, and that was pretty cool. And it just sort of opened my eyes, opened my head to thinking, hey, maybe I can do that too, you know? And that's where the whole dream for me of having my own platform started. And it has grown into something so much more meaningful and awesome in the long run. And I continue to try to build it. And I know my people are coming. The Calvary is coming on this one. Trust me. It's a little inside humor. Anyway, I continue to work on this online platform that I have, and we're going to have online discussions maybe on a weekly basis. From time to time, we're going to be playing Christian music. We're just going to do a whole lot of things, but for the radio part and for the podcasting thing, I hope that I can bring some value of conversations with you, and let's see what else. I have a message. Oh, I am a speaker. I'm an educator, and I do advocacy work for online for kids. And if you take the opportunity to get to know about what the work that I do, and you'll understand exactly what I'm trying to do here. I hope so. For now, I'm super excited to kick this off because this is such a needed thing at this time. We need to be coming together, and we need to support our communities and support our country. And so we're just going to keep doing this until we're heard. So, with saying all that, I know that there's a way of monetizing or whatever on this podcast or whatever, or if you want to send donations or whatever, but in lieu of doing that at the moment, I would like to share with you that I have a new business. I am a small business person, and I'm looking for people who may have like a business website. Do you have a business? Are you a business with a business website that does not have the ADA compliance on it yet? And if you do not know what that means, that basically means that like your website is not ADA compliant, meaning Like if a blind person or if a deaf person or any person with a disability comes to your website and they can't interpret what your website's about without this ADA compliancy. I have a service to which I'm able to help you get that ADA compliant up onto your website. So they just made it a law last year that all business websites will need to have this. And so it's really important for business owners to have this on their website. And the way that I see it is that it's a huge bonus for them, the business owner, because that means with having the ADA compliance that you're going to be able to help so many more people with your service or product, etc. And so getting this ADA compliancy is just like a win-win for you. Also, I am learning to do bots. Do you have a chat bot for your website? I can help you with that too. There are so many variations of chat bots for business owners. Some of them you can do by it helps you find leads. Another way you can do it is for collecting emails and whatnot for whatever reason. There's another way that it allows you to. There's like a ton of different ways of or reasons why you would want to get a bot for your website. And it all boils down to being able to get you more leads, more customers, more people signing up to your website. And so I do that. I can help you get a bot. So, if you're interested in either of those services, and I also do, if you're a Christian artist as or a Christian author, maybe you've written a Christian book that would like to be promoted on a new website per se, or a new way of promotion of your book, or music or whatever, send me a message and I would love to share with you a new way of sharing your artwork or whatever with a new flow of audience. So those are the ways you can support me right now. I do appreciate you listening to this message. Before I finish, 20 years ago is when I started all this. I started on another platform and I basically wanted to have a podcast and wanted to have a website, a community, oriented website. And when I started, I didn't know that I was going to be what I was trying to do or whatever. But over the years, I've kind of learned what it was I'm supposed to do with this website and what I'm supposed to do with my podcasting and stuff. And so there is no better time than now to do it, correct? Right? Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And oh, that's what I was meant to say. I'm sorry. When I started out 20 years ago, I started with doing a show about bringing awareness to the unwanted pet population of shelter dogs and cats. And I basically taught people about how to keep their dogs healthy and happy at home, etc. And I'm thinking I might be doing another show like that and later on in the future, but right now I'm gonna focus on some other topics. And if you're interested in being a guest on my show, to send, you can send me an email. My email is iwanttogetinvolved@yahoo.com. iwanttogetinvolved@yahoo.com. And I look forward to talking to you then. And until next time, people, I sure hope you are having a wonderful week, staying home, staying safe, and just love on your family right now. Love on, just do things around the house that maybe you haven't done in a while. Enjoy this time at home with your families, and let's just get through this, okay? And we are going to get through this. We are strong. We are an awesome community, awesome country. This is an awesome country to live in, and we are going to get through this. So I hope you will sign up to, I don't know if you're like being a friend on here or you click a like or whatever, but I hope that you'll sign up to, if you don't want to be a guest or whatever, just to come back and listen to future shows, because it's going to be better than just me talking, I'm sure. Anyway, have a great night and talk again soon. God bless each and every one of you.